Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew.
And ain't it a fine morning? We're here on a Wednesday here on GasDigital.com. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. Thank you so much for tuning in to every single person. And thank you to everybody in the chat, except the cocksucker who just complained that we were playing The Clash. Fuck you! I am joined by two wonderful gentlemen, and let's have some fun across the table from me. You can get all his dates on AkeemWoods.com. It's my friend, Akeem Woods!
Yay!
Yeah. Hello!
Woo. How you doing, buddy?
Comedy, I'm good.
Oh, we're going to have a great day, pal. And next to him, from his new special, Live at the Library, which is available on his YouTube, it's our buddy, Brett Raybould.
Yeah, I love this.
Thank you, buddy.
This is pure joy.
Yeah, that's what we're going for.
It's
here.
A different vibe.
It's the old school morning radio. Got to stay positive, got to stay silly, baby.
Who'd made the jingle?
That is my good friend, John Brennan, from John Brennan and the Big Feet.
He crushed it.
And a saxophone player from Fiverr.
Nice. Are we still able to curse and stuff?
Yeah. Okay. So it goes out at, you know what? Great excuse to do plugs. Yes, this goes out on Gas Digital and then comes out on YouTube a few days later. But if you want the show uncensored, ad-free, and you want the archives, access to the live chat, all that shit, go to GasDigital.com today. Use the promo code ZOO and you get $1.50 off a month. Boys, let's get some plugs. Brett, you want to plug anything other than your new special, at the Library?
Said it again. Live at the Library. I had a new special come out on my YouTube last night, quite literally at 8 p.m. We had a great live show. Just go watch it. I filmed it at a public library in New Jersey. It wasn't a special taping. It was just a special show that happened to have a camera at it, so I think it yields a lot more natural and authentic of a performance. And I'm going to be doing a tour of libraries across the Northeast in the fall, with each show serving as a fundraiser for that branch. So just go watch the special and then follow me and you'll find out about the tour. That's all. Thank you
very
so much.
Fun. Akeem?
AkeemWoods.com. This weekend I'm in Phoenix, stand up live with Godfrey. And then next weekend I'm in Milwaukee, Milwaukee Improv. All these dates are at AkeemWoods.com. Pride Month is coming up, so I'm doing a bunch of gay shit. So come see me tell jokes.
Same.
Yeah. Yep.
Gay, but outside of comedy.
Nice.
Yeah, he's just doing gay shit in public libraries.
Yeah, well, I'm doing that as well.
The last hurrah.
The last safe space for gay shit.
Hey, guys,
follow my Instagram, Akeem Woods, A-K-E-E-M Woods.
Please follow Akeem and nice gothic titties in the chat. Stand up. Punchup.live/Zach Amico for all my dates. I'm going back out on tour with Juggalo Championship Wrestling doing commentary. Starting on the 20th through the 25th. So go to JCW and check out where I'll be. All right, let's fuck around, guys. Following the Diddy trial this morning.
Oh, it's happening.
It's going. They're still picking jurors. They're having some issues. One of the jurors they picked already worked for the company that made the Diddy documentary, and they had to dismiss them.
Oh, yeah, because bias, yeah.
Which is hilarious, of all the people to pick.
I will say, finding a jury for him is going to be so hard, because he's so famous.
Yeah,
so
I feel
it's
like
hard
to
find someone
like Montana.
Who's not biased.
They might need to do it in, like, Montana or something. Like,
but that's the thing, but they can't really do that either, because it has to be a jury of his peers,
so
there has to be black people. There has to be black people on the jury. And every black person everywhere knows who the fuck Diddy is.
That would be very true.
So
that is accurate. I mean, what are they? It could just be Vietnamese immigrants.
But then it wouldn't be his peers.
What do you mean?
They have to be a jury of his peers. People who are his peers, like black people, have to be on the jury.
What you're saying, Vietnamese people aren't peers to black people?
No, I'm saying you have to, it has to be a black person.
If every time a black person, if every time a black person on trial, you needed black people, we'd be out of black people.
That's
well, yeah, because we're over policed. Because this is a matter of racism,
of course.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I think we'd run out of that. I think it would be a revolving door of prison and
Well, then maybe they would stop arresting black people for no reason. So then it would kind of help.
Yes, I think that would help. Maybe prisoners should be forced to be jurors, and then they could learn about the law and practice law when they get out.
That's a good work program,
sure. Right?
That's and a then, great work study program.
Then it's almost like learning to be a legal aid.
Yeah, but they don't want to rehabilitate people. That's not the prison system. It's for free labor.
Yeah, it's obviously the prison complex so that they can get people to work for free.
Disagree. Our system back. Is perfect.
Yeah, of course.
For you guys, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
That's insane, though.
So they also named some potential witnesses and one on there. And Shan, I got to find out how this happened. One of the possible people that might be calling this trial, Canadian legend, actor-comedian Mike Myers.
No.
Has been named as a potential witness in the Diddy trial. I don't know how they even met. Did he work on
Mike Myers?
Austin Powers, baby.
Oh, really? The guy who plays Austin Powers?
You know who Mike Myers is from SNL?
I'm not good with names.
Yeah, but that's a name you gotta be good with. It's Mike fucking Myers.
No, that's crazy, dude.
It's the best comic voice of a generation.
Yeah, for white people's generation.
No, that's not a white black thing. That's Mike Myers.
No
dude.
Idea who he is.
The guy Kanye was standing next to when he said George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Oh. It's Mike Myers.
Okay,
no,
cool.
No. This isn't like
I've
watched Austin Powers. If you had a gun to me, it's like who's the actor's name? I wouldn't have said Mike Myers. I don't know the nigga's name.
That's fine, but he is a legend.
I'm not saying he's not. I'm saying I don't know his name.
I remember bringing in Wayne's World my senior year of high school to watch something in class, and every black kid looked at it like I put on the fucking Zapruder film. Like, they had no idea. It was. I remember a guy standing up in the first 10 minutes of Wayne's World and being, yo, I got Scary Movie 4 on DVD right now.
Yeah. But that's the thing. That's the thing that I don't think sometimes people don't realize is like, just because your stuff is mainstream doesn't mean we have to know about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I know, like, if you show me a picture, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's Austin Powers. I don't know his name. But, like, y'all stuff is the default, so you just assume that everyone has to know the default. But in actuality,
I don't think SNL is a white thing.
I don't think SNL is, but I think Austin. I mean, Austin Powers is a big thing. I don't know his name though. I knew who he was. I'm like, yo, that's the dude who plays Austin Powers. But I guarantee you, a lot of people don't know that his name. They're like, oh, nigga, that's Austin Powers. That's what they would say. If you went to Baltimore and walked around the hood and saw a picture of him, most people would be like, oh, that's Austin Powers. They're not gonna be like, oh, that's Mike Myers.
He's
pretty famous.
He's pretty as far as our generation. That's a really famous
dude. I'm not saying he's not famous. I'm just saying I didn't know his name.
Okay.
Fair enough. That's fair. Surprising.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know.
I only bring up the SNL because he was part of, like, what I think our generation would consider, like, good SNL.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't watch SNL back then, so I didn't see him on SNL.
I get it.
I'm just shocked. It's
Shannon,
like, bro,
do we know why he's being possibly called, and are there any other fun celebrities that are being put on this witness list?
Okay, so I can't imagine this really being the reason, but what it says in the article is that they believe he's on the list because of this joke that was in Austin Powers Gold Member, and I'm going to show it to you, but I'm just going to tell it to you beforehand because it's going to be hard to miss. But on Dr. Evil's butt is a tattoo that says E. Diddy. I'm going to play it for you.
Okay.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's what it says in the article.
I never even noticed that. But I haven't seen the movie in years, but.
Oh, my God. What a great reason to call him in. He is probably like, God damn it.
He's like, you know, that wasn't even my butt. I'm holding on to it.
That's like one of those, like, Easter eggs you find after watching the movie for the 8th time. No one saw that in the theaters. It was like, yeah.
That's an inside joke, though. I feel like that's like an inside joke with them knowing some Hollywood shit.
I think
shit.
It was
you
also,
know what I mean?
It was probably right around the time he changed his name.
Which time? He changed it so many
times. He dropped the P?
From Puff Daddy to P. Diddy.
Yeah.
So it was probably a joke on that, because that's the movie where he gets out of jail.
So wait, they want him, they call him as a witness or as a...
As a witness.
Okay.
Well, maybe find out why that joke was in there.
I mean, but at this point...
I would assume it was just a joke because that was at the time he changed the name.
Who isn't affiliated with him, though? I mean, there's so many people affiliated with him because he's LeBron. A massive star. Everyone has taken pictures with him or hung out with him or been to one of his parties. So how big is this witness? How are you going to subpoena all these niggas? Like, it's just, at this point, it's just going to be a...
Yeah, there's photo. Everyone who's famous is a photo of Diddy.
Yeah, and everyone, yeah, like, and that doesn't mean you were doing some creepy shit. That just means he's famous. You're famous.
I do think that's why Ben Affleck got the fuck away from J-Lo real quick.
Why?
I think he sees that one coming down.
J-Lo's going to get diddied?
I think J-Lo's in. I think there's going to be a few female celebrities that get got.
What did J-Lo do?
She was at the parties.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
And I think she was abusive to people.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of wild shit happening in Hollywood, but I don't know. I think it's wild, but I don't think it's as wild as people think it is. I think it's definitely some crazy shit happening, but it's not like the people outside looking in are like, oh, yeah, everyone in Hollywood is sacrificing goats and doing gay stuff to be famous and all this stuff. And then it's like, bro, it's really not that deep. All the crazy shit happening, yeah, but I'm in it. And it's not as deep as y'all think it is. It's not a bunch of people doing goat sacrifices and fucking kids and to win an Oscar.
Then what's the point of me working so hard?
Yeah. I don't know. What am I trying to get in the goddamn Illuminati for?
Why am I on Morning Zoo if this isn't me trying to scale my way?
If I'm not trying to backwards get
slang.
Into Skull and Bones, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing in this industry.
I don't know, childhood trauma?
No, for me, it's the legal pedophilia.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was that. I think it was just like a lot of like, I think it's like the same way like they said like, emperors at you know would get so debaucherous that they would eventually switch to gay shit.
Well, it's the same reason Bowie and Mick Jagger hooked up.
Yeah, the reason why that doesn't make any sense to me is because I'm gay and I've never had too much gay sex. I was like, man, this is too much gay sex. I need pussy.
I'm saying but the other way
you've
around.
Never had too much pussy.
Yeah,
because I've never had any.
Exactly. So you can't know.
That's like starting at ice cream and being like, you know what would be nice? Sherbert.
Yeah, exactly.
You've already had ice cream.
Right.
Yeah, that's the ultra. I mean, you've already touched the top of the mountain.
You're bi.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's something
I've been known to dabble.
You've known to dabble.
Yeah.
You had a show called Bi Guys.
Yeah, I've been known to be a curious
sometimes
boy.
You have sherbet.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes it's rainbow sherbet.
It's rainbow sherbet. Yeah. Sometimes
it's rainbow sherbet.
Sugar. So I understand certain crazy famous people who... That was what I was saying. Bowie and Mick Jagger had like a fling. It makes sense because they've already fucked every model. And so every model that high, they probably just became numb to the most gorgeous woman possible.
I think
so
it only...
That and they were probably on a ton of drugs.
That'll help too.
I guess it only makes sense if you have repressed if you're just a repressed gay person. Because if I'm fucking supermodel after supermodel after supermodel of all these ripped dudes, I'm never going to be like, man... Maybe I should try pussy. Like, it's never gonna... I don't think about pussy, ever.
Yeah, but maybe... So, like, there's the Kinsey scale, right? Where it says
I think it's like...
Everybody's
thing,
on a spectrum. So, technically, by that logic, there is something. It's I mean, and it just might be that you might be 98.9% gay.
There's some pussy out there.
But
for
I
you.
Think Doesn't the guys matter. We're we'll talking it. About...
You won't.
Might
no, I
be...
Got you.
80-20, 70-30, and
they've
just never really experienced it.
Yeah, then they can just be honest about it and say they're not straight, which is fine, but...
Oh, yeah, black people would take that great.
Oh, I know they won't, and I'm addressing that's a problem.
Yeah, that I think it's growing up in a world, especially the 80s and 90s, and worse and worse as you go back, it was less and less accepted.
Of course.
So I don't think these guys got a chance, or like
no,
it wasn't okay.
Yeah. But also, it's just but justifying it by not justifying it, but saying it's because they've had too much pussy. That doesn't make any sense to me. To say that you've had so much pussy that now you're sucking dick.
Well, not only did he too much pussy and arranged his best friend's murder and profited off of it. But
oh no, Diddy's a creep. But I don't attribute that to him being closeted. He's just a creep in general. Like you could be a straight creep, a gay creep. He's just a creep.
Dude, how fucked up must have the set of Get Him to the Greek Bin? Just fucking Russell Brand.
Russell Brand.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Diddy. Just chopping it up. And then how fucked up is it that what was the ultimate drug that was the best thing in the world?
What was it?
Remember, it was the joint that was a mix of everything?
Oh, really?
I never saw it.
And what was that? That was called a Jeffrey.
Oh, shit. Wow. You're connecting all of the dots.
Connecting all the dots.
Why isn't What's-His-Face in jail? Russell Brand.
He's got some accusations, but he's gone full crazy Christian now.
Yeah, he knew it was coming out.
Yeah, so he knew that was coming down the pipe.
I got to do the Christian turn so that when this comes out, I can act all pious.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those.
He's like baptizing people and shit.
Really?
Wow. Was that movie produced by Weinstein by chance?
Because
if that was,
be honest with you,
you collected all the Infinity Stones.
Shannon, can we find out?
Didn't he start in stand-up or no?
Russell Brand was a British comic, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he had a radio show.
But he doesn't do comedy more. He just...
Well, he does. It's like that British stand-up where it's like kind of spoken word.
You can go a while without a laugh. And that's
More like that kind of shit.
Come on.
Just Judd Apatow.
Well, let's look in this David L. Bushel. What's going on there? Rodney Rothman looking like a poor man's...
What was Get Him to the Greek about? I never saw it.
It was a spinoff of Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
It's like he had to get a rock star to his big show.
Yeah, he had to get a rock star to his big show. It was like Jason Segel hanging dong. Very nice piece of Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
And did P. Diddy just play himself?
No, he was like the record owner. I think he was the guy who owned the record company that Russell Brand's band was playing for.
Wait, who he said have a nice dick in what movie?
Jason Segel in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Check it out. Oh, you see his dick?
Yeah, he drops his towel. It's fucking... Let's be welcoming to our guest, Akeem Shannon, and let's find Jason Segel's...
Check this shit out.
Oh, yeah, let's find out. I would love to see Jason Segel's dick.
See, that's the Zach and Mika
difference.
I'm
telling you, after you see this dick, you're going to want some pussy.
Nope. I never wanted that in my life. But I do want to see his dick. Is he packing?
Of course. He's not going to... He produced, wrote, and starred in the movie. He's not like, let's get a dick shot of me, and then he's got a little
peckerwood.
Well,
you can get a substitute. You can, like, people, like, do dick... what are they called?
Stunt dicks?
Stunt dicks, yeah.
Oh, get a nice stunt.
And Wahlberg did wear a prosthetic in Boogie Nights.
Right, and he in interviews would try and act like it wasn't. Have you seen, there's like interviews where he tries to parry away those questions like he wasn't wearing a prosthetic penis. Come on.
Any luck, Shannon?
Working on it, sorry.
Shannon, I would have thought it was your phone background, okay?
No, he's... Well, he is tall.
Why'd he put on his dick? Well, I'm all for it, but like, what was the reason?
It was kind of like...
His girlfriend breaks up with him, and he's wearing a towel, as he's crying, the towel falls off.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's just a funny moment. It's just a tall man crying with his penis out.
Been there.
Hey, who hasn't, right?
Come on. I've been there.
Any luck, Shannon?
I'll let you know when I find it. Sorry.
I don't know why
it's so hard to find.
That's surprising. Okay. The internet, you know, I would think there's just a Google image.
Well, the movie is an old movie, so maybe.
Yeah.
Well, it's after 2000. 10, that's not an old movie.
It's one of the best. That's like a top tier romantic comedy.
What was that movie about?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yeah. She had amnesia or something?
No,
that's 50 First Dates.
Oh, okay.
You've seen movies, right?
Yeah, just not a lot.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall is a guy breaks up with his chick, and then they accidentally go on vacation together.
Oh. Yeah.
And he's trying to forget about her by having sex with a hot chick, and she hooks up with...
It's a little unrealistic.
A dude, yeah.
Where it's like, you go through a breakup, you go on the vacation, and who's into you?
Do they get back together? You could spoil it for me.
I don't remember. I don't think so.
They don't. He ends up... he ends up with Mila Kunis.
Now, that's an upgrade.
Of course. That's what's so silly about the movie. It's like, of course he moved on. He's now dating Mila Kunis.
Yeah, it should have been called We Both Upgraded.
Right.
Did she find a hot dude, too?
I have an image. I don't have, like, the video of him flopping
that's
it.
That's all
right. Okay.
Yeah, go Jason.
That's fine.
Hey Jason,
I thought it was gonna be bigger.
Hey, listen, for a softie.
No, that's yeah. That's not bad.
And also realize he's got a giant body.
Yeah.
A big tall man.
I bet
that's a good piece when
it's all ready and stuff. I'm sure he's cute.
Jason is he's a handsome fella.
What celebrity dick surprised you? For me, it's Jason Mewes in Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Wait, does he have a big dick?
Wow, didn't know that one.
You know, I thought he did, but then apparently Kevin Smith mentions that Affleck said that Jason Mewes is like two pumps away from fully hard.
In the
movie. Like, he's definitely...
He fluffed as much as possible.
I think he is, like, chubbed to the point of,
who
like...
Who's Jason Mewes?
Jay, from Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
See, that's a name, though, I'd be more like, okay, I understand not knowing Jason Mewes.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's still... I mean, that's not bad.
But that does look slightly hard. You're actually right.
No, it looks hard as fuck.
It has that hard little lilt to it. It's got, like...
Okay. I'd say the head is what gives it away.
Mm.
Is it the head's got blood in it?
I'm trying to think.
Quadrant 4 enhance.
I'm trying to think of who had a great quality photo. Who had a nice dick that
Enhance.
Oh, that's better.
Shannon, enhance. Enhance.
He'll be at Skankfest this year. If anybody wants to see that beautiful piece in real life,
you might get a chance to suck it.
Who's in Skankfest? That dude.
The Jason Mewes, the human being we're talking about.
Oh, his dick is going to be in Skankfest.
Yes.
This is great. Dicks that have surprised me, I don't know if any has surprised me. I mean, it's funny when you just know a celebrity is a big dick because of the internet.
Yeah, John Hamm.
John Hamm is a big cock. Michael Fassbender is a big cock.
Liam Neeson.
Really?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not
like,
shocked.
That we've talked about that one before. That's like a famous one.
That's a famous dick.
Janice Dickinson in her book said that Liam Neeson's dick was like a large Evian bottle.
Jesus. God damn. What so poetic.
That is well said by old Janice.
As Jim Norton said in his act years ago, did you have to be brand specific? It's one of my favorite old Norton bits. He talks about how big her ex's dick was.
Yeah.
And she goes, it was too big. It was like a Coke can. And he's like, a Coke can? Did you have to be brand specific? Because I know you thought of that while you were on your knees worshiping it. All right, let's go to something silly. Animal news. Police find pet raccoon holding meth pipe during traffic stop.
And they arrested him?
Well, it's systematic racism against raccoons.
I think so, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, they planted it on him.
Oh, by the way, I'll just tell you quickly beforehand. So they pulled over this woman because they realized that she had a warrant out for her arrest.
Of course.
And she happens to have a pet raccoon.
Yeah, that's a meth addict. Even just from a freeze frame, yeah. That's a meth head.
Just getting home. Over by the Goodyear blimp thing.
Oh. Hey.
What?
I should not come here.
Hello?
The raccoon.
That lady's 27.
Oh my god.
Her meth pipe. He's playing with the meth pipe right now. No, don't reach for it. That's evidence now. I don't want him to have that.
Hey, that's dangerous. Get that away from him.
Yeah.
By the way, when the cop can't stop laughing.
Yeah.
Over what she knows she has to now put in a report.
Right. A raccoon reached for a meth pipe.
Where'd that take place? I hope it's not Florida, but it's probably Florida.
Yeah, Shannon, did you say where it was and we didn't pay attention?
Mattress Firm Park.
Ohio.
Oh, yep. That kind of tracks too, actually. Okay.
let's keep watching. Let's look at this adorable little guy. This raccoon's been up for days.
Hey, buddy.
Huh?
It's okay.
Okay, you're on Arlington. He'll be here in 2 minutes. I'm right across from my house.
Raccoons are so cute.
They are cute.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what she's smoking meth in.
Oh, my God.
The raccoon's playing with her meth pipe.
All right.
She is so...
Oh,
she has
no way. He's trying to smoke it.
All right. Thanks.
There's no way. All right. Enough fun.
See, this is the body cam footage... Yes. That makes us happy.
This is like America's Funniest Home Videos.
This is rare, good
body
cam footage where you get to watch and you just get to kind of smile and go, her life's in shambles.
Honestly, she looks exactly like all of that would be happening.
Yeah.
Like, that's not surprising in the slightest. Like, if you show me a collage of people and was like, who has a raccoon smoking meth? I'm like, oh, her, 100%.
Put your adorable little paws in the air. Look, they're just like people hands.
That's so funny. I think she didn't want him to smoke it. It felt like because she didn't want it to go to waste.
I think she didn't want a raccoon to die.
She's a good
woman. I don't think she had any meth left. I think it was empty. I think she smoked all the meth that she... I think she's like out.
That seemed like a pretty domesticated... It wasn't like they caught a raccoon that day.
Right.
Like, I think that was their buddy.
Yeah.
Shannon, do we have any more info?
Yeah, so that was their pet raccoon. His name is Chewy.
Oh, that's adorable.
And but they said, well, they said in the article, like, don't worry, it's not going to be like a Peanut the Squirrel situation. But we don't actually know that because they're checking to see if they actually did have the proper paperwork to have the raccoon or not. And if not, probably not. We don't know what's going to happen to the raccoon.
Oh, they might have to put the raccoon down?
Didn't they just make Peanuts law? Where now they have, I think now they have to wait 48 hours before they're allowed to euthanize animals you're not supposed to have.
What?
Don't euthanize that. Why can't they just check to see if it has rabies and stuff? And if it doesn't have rabies, let's let it go.
Put him in a zoo.
You know how you check for rabies?
Oh, no, I don't. You kill it?
You have to check the spinal cord. You got to kill it.
Oh, there's no other
way to check? Get him in a fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Get him in a fair.
I had a friend that worked at forgive me for repeating myself on the show sometimes. I had a friend that worked at a vet.
Yeah.
And I think to get a dog a rabies test, you got to kill it.
And I feel like as in 2025, we should have a swab or something.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, like a COVID test, you would think.
That's but some old timey doctor shit.
Some places don't have the test, so you have to mail in the specimen.
Yeah.
And if it's a big dog.
Rabies in animals can only be. Definitely diagnosed through laboratory tests in the brain tissue. After
the animal has been euthanized, the standard test is the direct fluorescent antibody test.
This is so funny.
DFAT, which is my rap name, which involves examining brain samples, typically from the brainstem and cerebellum.
Well, I just want to say, veterinarians, get your shit together. It's 2025.
It's true.
If you have to kill a motherfucker to find out if it has a disease, it kind of is counterproductive.
Right, it's just you.
At this point, it's like, it doesn't matter if it had it or not.
My friend that worked at the vet, they didn't have the test there, so they would have to mail the specimens. But if it was a big dog, they just sent the head.
Oh, my God.
And she found that out when she went to put her lunch in the refrigerator.
Dude.
And there was a German Shepherd head in it.
Oh, my God.
Like, wrapped in plastic.
And it's like someone just has their egg salad sandwich right there.
Like, there's a doggy Jeffrey Dahmer. He just opened it up.
Dude, I went on a date with a chick a few weeks ago.
I don't believe the story already.
Fuck. Damn it. You know I'm fibbing. But she was a vet, and she told me, like, we drove in her car.
Which war did she fight in?
Huh?
Which war did she fight in?
Korea. She was a veterinarian in Korea. But she told me.
Oh, chef?
Yeah. She told me not but 6 hours earlier before I got in the car, she had had a bag of dog heads.
Jesus.
Because she was like transporting from lab to lab. And I was like, you just do it.
Lab to lab, that was the kind of dog. That's how the rabies spread.
And then
I'm on fire, baby!
He is on fire. Where are the sound effects from Lewis? Yeah. There we go.
Fuck yeah.
There we go.
A midget beaten off in a trash can.
I got my own noises.
What? Who? What context is that?
That's got to be wrestling.
That's a wrestling thing.
Okay. You can just. I know that's got to be wrestling. You just know.
I don't know.
Not that midget beaten off in a trash can.
Which wrestler?
That's Dusty Rhodes.
That's your favorite.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
I know that about you.
I don't know
but just insane. You're like, that's the vet. If you're right, veterinarians need to get their shit together because they're clubbing dogs to be like, it doesn't have rabies, but your dog's dead. And they're transporting dogs in trash bags, dog heads for like lab, lab purposes.
It's weird. Like, we have iPhones, we have COVID tests, we could text HIV and all this stuff in 10 seconds. Like, why can't we do,
rabies tests?
Yeah. How do they test rabies in humans?
I think rabies is terminal for humans.
I know, but how can they test if you have it in humans?
Because you die of it.
I know,
you die of it, I think, quick.
Oh, is it? I don't know anything about rabies. Is there a test or something, or do they just give you
Look that up.
So, yes, in humans, you can test for it. You can test the saliva, spinal fluid, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And I'm finding out the
effects. Like that if Shannon just knows this off top.
No.
Well, I only recently, because I'm a fucking idiot and I just repeat things I hear. I'm not smart.
Same.
And I said something about if there's raccoons out during the day, that means they might have rabies. And somebody's just like, yeah, that's a fucking old urban legend that someone told you when you were five. And it's definitely not true.
Yeah, when people tell you stuff when you're little, you really hold on to that.
Yeah, I really.
We're all stupid. I remember for the longest time, I thought you weren't allowed to have the light on in the car because it's against the law. It's not. My mom just didn't want me to have the light on in the car. But for the longest time, I thought if you had your console light on,
My mom said that was illegal.
My mom's like, it's illegal. And for the longest time, I'm like, it's illegal. I turned like 22. I was like, turn it off. It's illegal. It was like, nigga, what are you talking? No, it's not. What are you talking about?
Okay, so rabies is always fatal to humans once symptoms develop.
But how do they test? How long does it take them to test for it? I guess.
I'm sure they have something quick to
get
a
rabies. Once you think you've been exposed is when you have to get treated for it.
Oh, they just treat without testing.
Right. And then it is normal for raccoons to be out during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we had raccoons on my parents' deck. And they were out during the day, and my mom did. That means they got rabies.
Oh, one more thing. Can you treat rabies in raccoons, or you just got to kill them?
No, I don't think. I think they're going to. I think you got to.
Yeah, what you got to do before you kill them is give them one more piece of meth. Just let them have one more puff, and then you kill them. Yeah, that's what we should do if you're going to euthanize an animal. You might as well give them some meth.
Oh, yeah, give them some edible gummies or something.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Some chocolate.
Let them just be like,
especially if it's a dog, just kill him with the chocolate. Give you weed chocolate.
Yeah, perfect.
That's actually, two birds, one stone. He gets to feel good a little
bit. Have you ever had an animal accidentally get high?
No, I never had any pets. So.
Yeah, I don't think I have either. Have you? I feel like you. It doesn't feel accidental, Zach.
No.
I've seen videos, but I've never seen it like
that. I 100% blow weed smoke in my cat's ear.
that checks out
a lot.
Yeah,
because we're hanging out, all right, and I'm not gonna poker on my boy, all
right? Yeah, right.
Me and Gus, we got it going.
Does your cat like it? Does she or he stay?
Yeah, Gus hangs out. Yeah,
and so he's now used to it. Like, yo,
however, OG cat Fred,
mm-hmm.
Fred was a scavenger, so if you left anything out, Fred was getting into it. I watched him eat a part of a Philly cheesesteak once. And I left out a pop brownie in saran wrap on a shelf.
Oh.
Came in, brownie on the floor, opened, half gone. And I just looked at him. I was like, I guess I got to hang out with you now.
Your cat? Right.
Yeah. And he got so high, he sat on the couch like a person, watched movies with me for 3 hours, went to go to the litter box, and I watched him just give up and shit on the floor. I watched him look at the litter box and go, nah, I'm not making that walk, and just drop a fucking log.
Yeah, in his defense, he's 15 pounds, and I'm sure half a brownie would have made you feel it. And
oh, yeah. It was like 100 milligrams.
How long was he high?
Jesus. For like a day or two.
Jesus,
I love it. Yeah, no.
No, because I freaked out, but then I looked it up, and most people are like, just make sure he's got water.
Yeah.
Because you see videos of like high dog, like when you people's dogs get into the.
No, I've seen videos. They're also, I feel bad for the animals, but also it is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but animals also get fucked up in nature.
In nature, yeah.
Like,
whatchamacallit, they do them. Some animal does something to like dolphins fuck up blowfish so they can get high off of them.
Really?
I did not know that.
Fuck a blowfish?
No, they fuck around with it because once it blows up, it excretes some type of thing that makes them like. Like, it like gets them high, so they bully it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, they just, like, pat it around.
Yeah, and then I think...
dolphins ain't shit.
When fruit falls off...
100%.
When fruit falls off trees, it can ferment if it's on the ground too long, and I think that's, like, elephants get drunk off it and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Shannon, can you look that up? Do you guys want to see drunk elephants?
Of course, drunk elephants. You know, I'm starting to feel like you're not too dissimilar from this raccoon lady. You're blowing... Maybe she's blowing meth smoke into her raccoon's ear.
No, she's blowing that guy for meth and sharing it with the raccoon.
Yeah, that's probably more accurate. That's probably more accurate.
All right, time to keep it moving.
What's next?
Oh, wait, Shannon's got drunk elephants.
Oh, it says it's African animals getting drunk off of this certain kind of fruit.
They know it's just a carnival cruise. Living,
Here, life offers no challenge, and many of them have become slobs and easy riders.
The animals
wade in and gorge themselves on the rotting fruit.
Uh-huh. There we go. I love the Flintstone-y sound effects they're adding.
Oh,
So far, they haven't done anything that drunk.
No. Do you want me to skim through this or on my
own? Yeah, skip a little so we can see him just be silly. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Oh, what are you doing? Hey.
Yeah, my tree.
Is that a calipuddle?
A what?
Oh, that's adorable.
That is, this is the good shit.
Hey.
Just one of them's eating Taco Bell. Well, how'd they get that in there?
They're just texting their exes. There's a giraffe holding high heels, crying.
Yeah, runny mascara. Yeah.
Trying to get halal at 3 a.m.
Hi.
Hey, I got combo rice. I want a combo rice.
They go into McDonald's. When do you guys start serving breakfast?
It's 3 p.m.
Oh, hey, this is what I want.
What are you going? What are you looking at?
Drunk animals. That's fantastic. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, feeling it.
All right, you can walk with your own 4 feet. You're fine.
You can do it. Man, getting drunk is the worst. It really blows.
I don't know. I've never been drunk.
I respect that. It's like pussy to you.
Yep, 100%.
Wow.
I've never drank before.
That's awesome.
Man, I love the two things that Keem has no interest in.
Pussy and drinking.
Man.
That's great.
Those are my favorite things.
Hey, well, what to do? I've never done either. I've never had pussy. I've never drank or smoked.
You know what? One might lead to the other.
And we'll never know.
Yeah. I'm just saying, that might be the king. That might be the unlock. That might be the unlock button.
You should have a binge night. Try all three.
No, yeah. Thank you.
I'll take you out. We'll go to a strip club. Me and you. Just two gay guys out on the town.
Yeah, if I go to strip clubs, it's going to be men tripping. I'm not going to watch
women straight. Come on.
No.
Gay guys sometimes like watching women strip from
from an artistic point of view, but I don't like that either.
Which that bummed me out. I've only been to one strip club, and I thought it was going to be that, because I was like, I want to watch a performer, you know,
it depends on what it depends on what strip club you go to.
It was like a Boom Boom Room where it was just like, it was like, what's the point?
If you go to like Atlanta, you'll see some strippers who are like they're taking
awesome
performers, but they're also up there and doing all this gymnastic shit.
Yeah.
But then if you go to like Cocoa Beach, it's just gonna be
taking some.
Yeah, yeah.
Still dope.
I call Atlanta Cocoa Beach.
Yeah. But without the beach.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I've gone to both. The Hustler Club in Detroit was two levels, and the pole went to the second level, and there were chicks.
Oh, they would go up to the top. And yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's scary.
Yeah,
because everyone's seen that video of that one lady destroying her face.
I know what happened.
Oh,
a woman
bad.
Just
the
fell.
Stripper,
she, it's one of those. They do drops.
Yeah,
yeah.
So like a death drop up from a pole.
Yeah, and then they'll catch themselves, and this lady does not.
Yeah,
and she somehow lands on her teeth.
Yeah, it was bad. I remember seeing that. I forgot where it was at. I want to say it was Miami, but I could be wrong.
It was, I think, a pretty hood spot.
Did they tip after that? Like, at least throw dollars.
Yeah, everyone just threw money for the death.
That is good.
Strippers make bank.
You know what I found out recently? Strippers have a little butt mirror as you're walking out to make sure you don't have any toilet paper in your butt.
Oh, good for them.
That's awesome. I could use that.
Because I made a joke about something, and I do a joke in my act about finding toilet paper in a girl's butt, and then a stripper was there, and she said to me that all the clubs she's worked at, there's a mirror, but like right as you're about to go out, so that you can spread your cheeks and look, and make sure you don't have any hangers.
Oh, good.
You know, I could use this. I probably got a hanger in right now.
You can just you can buy a mirror. You're an adult.
What we got? We got the lady falling, Shannon.
Yeah.
Oh no! This is.
Oh God.
But look at her.
A champ. Oh, she owned it.
Yeah.
But she's got kids to feed.
But it looked like she was starting to do the hump while backing out.
Yeah.
Like that's a great exit. It's like, all right, I
Where
need
did
medical
this take
attention.
Place?
I don't know.
Hold on.
What a hero, though. God damn.
Texas. Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, yeah.
It's like, oh, my God. I love that no one checked on her. It's just like, keep dancing.
Yeah, I like the club. It's loud music, people drinking and stuff. They probably wasn't, you know.
I do enjoy the seedier of the establishments. That's that's more fun.
I've
to
been
me.
To a few strip clubs. Like, I performed at them before.
Yeah. Yeah. Stand up or did you strip?
No, I don't strip.
I didn't know.
Stand up. Yeah, no, I'm not ripped like that to be a stripper.
I did a in the round.
I used to host a burlesque show too in Chicago.
I did a strip club, and I did find myself holding onto the pole. I did use the pole like a mic stand, because it was in the round, so I had to talk to everybody.
I will say, from an artistic standpoint, I think...
That is weird that you go, the only times you perform in the round are strip clubs or arenas.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
You're either at the peak of your power or the base.
Yeah. You're either selling out theaters or you're going, ladies and gentlemen, the Reverend Bob Levy.
I will say, I think women strippers are way more fun to watch. Even I've seen like gay performers or men strippers, and a lot of times I like it because I like dudes, but like. Artistically, I'm like, you're not doing anything. Like, you're shaking your ass, you're shaking your dick. Women are doing all these type of tricks and all these fun stuff. Men, gay or straight, from what I've seen, they're doing the bare minimum. And I'm just like, I'm still going to go because you're hot and you have abs and a big dick or whatever. But, like,
I think this is how I know I'm probably more gay than I give myself credit for. I like the costume and twist story part of burlesque better than the stripping. So, like, one time I saw a girl, she did Somewhere Over the Rainbow dressed as Dorothy, and she had a Toto, and the Toto puppet took a tampon out of her.
Oh, that sounds great. That's good for her.
And it was hilarious.
Yeah. No, I even agree with you, even as, probably not to brag, the straightest man on this podcast.
I mean, that says nothing.
Yeah, that's a very low bar.
Yeah.
That's like being the least racist person at Gas Digital. Yeah.
I hope I'm that, too. Yeah. But I know what you mean. Like, the burlesque, it's more fun. Like, tits are great, obviously.
Sorry, let me start that one again. That's like being the thinnest girl that's had sex with me. Go ahead.
Tits are great, but you're right. Like, the show, what's the interesting artistic, like, what's your original turn on stripping? Because tits are tits. We love them. But we can Google tits at any point. We've all seen tits enough. But, like.
Nah, I haven't seen enough yet.
Yeah, well.
I'm not over it.
I've seen tits in real life, like, twice.
Where?
Strip clubs.
Strip clubs. Okay, yeah. There was a great burlesque I saw in the last week or two. I did a show, and there's two burlesque performers on it. And I love, she was, she like dressed as King Kong.
Oh, okay.
And then had like a giant like fake building, and then also had like airplanes a mobile around it. And so she was like scaling it and then like took her shit off. It was like, this is stripping. That's burlesque. That's what you want. It's really unique and
weird.
Yeah,
you want a little cute show.
You want something weird. She also had an iPad that was doing the stripping. She was just in a dress, but and she would time it so that the iPad was like on her. It was tits, but it was over her. And she would like take it down as.
Oh, good for her.
She's really creative.
Technology.
Yeah, I believe her name is Miss Brooklyn, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, go see Miss Brooklyn next time she's out shaking ass.
Yeah, live
my
in the
favorite,
library. How dare we plug other people?
My favorite act I've seen was a clown. What the fuck was his name? He was a real thin dude, and he was a contortionist and a clown. Oh, Bazoo.
Oh, great.
His name was Bazoo the Clown. And he was real thin, and he did, you ever see when girls go through a tennis racket?
Yes, I have seen that.
No, so, like, a girl, like,
like, a tennis racket would be open.
Yeah,
like
imagine a tennis
without
racket
the net,
without the strings.
The strings, and they can fit their body through.
And they can, like, put one arm in, get it around their head.
I've seen it once before, yeah.
So he did that, and then he goes, but that's not impressive enough. And he takes out a barbed wire ring the same size as the tennis racket and got completely naked.
Oh, shit.
And went through the barbed wire.
Did he have a small dick?
No, he had a fucking...
Huge dick.
And he had big balls, too.
Good for him.
I ran into him. Unrelated, yeah. In the wild.
Yeah.
And I looked at him, and he goes, do you remember me? I went, Bazoo?
Yeah. Fucking a contortionist would be fun as hell.
I accidentally showed Lewis's son what contortionism was, because he was watching Magic. And I was like, oh, do you know what a contortionist is?
Adjacent, yeah.
And then I just realized, oh, man, this kid's going to be looking up fucking bendy bitches. I really fucking, I got him at a prime time. I felt really bad
How
about
old
it.
How old is he?
13, right?
He's like 12, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely looking up bendy bitches.
Yeah,
which
I felt so bad.
Which is also hilarious.
Because in my head,
album.
I was like trying to be like, oh, I, you know.
You taught him something about things.
I was like, oh, this is a cool thing. If you like magic and performance, this is a thing you've never seen before. There's a guy, dude, there's a black guy that does, he does the tennis racket, and he puts a fucking bottle of wine in through it with him.
Oh, shit.
He can suck his guts in.
Dude,
what the human body can do is crazy.
Truly. Truly is.
All right, time to move on. Kelsey Grammer reveals harrowing truth of teenage sister's murder. She crawled to a neighbor for help, only to be ignored. Let's find out about Sideshow Bob's traumatic past.
So she had been kidnapped on July 1st, 1976 by several men who had planned to rob the Red Lobster restaurant where she worked. Instead, they abducted her, raped her, stabbed her 42 times.
With a lobster?
No, 42 is wild.
Nearly decapitated her and left her to die an agonizing death.
Jesus, that's so sad.
It's better than having to work at Red Lobster.
No, cheddar biscuits are fire. They are good.
It says the next day, they had to, they flew to Colorado Springs, the family, to identify her body.
46 is crazy. Story. Or 42. You stab someone three times, you're good.
And now, did he say he has, like, nightmares about her or something, too?
So, yes, but also that, like, her spirit kind of, like, stays with him. And it's her spirit that, like, led him to write his memoir.
Oh, God.
That he kind of, gives her credit for it. But he said that the whole thing has haunted him. He speaks about it a lot in the memoir.
Wait, is he out of jail?
Kelsey Grammer?
Is he in jail?
Wait, what are we talking about?
Why would Kelsey Grammer be in jail?
Wait, was she saying... So she's saying that her dead sister... Wait, I'm confused. What happened?
Are you here?
I guess not. What? So what?
Do you know who Kelsey Grammer is?
No.
Oh.
I wonder what's the most famous celebrity we can name that you don't know.
Never heard of Frasier. Cheers.
Yes, I know those shows. I don't watch them.
I literally said Sideshow Bob.
Yeah, but Mike Myers
the Simpsons.
Is bigger.
Yeah,
Mike
I know.
Mike Myers is bigger than Kelsey Grammer.
I know who Mike Myers is. I don't know his name. So if you put me a picture
no,
of
I
Kelsey Grammer, I might know who that is.
Beast from X-Men.
Don't. That, now we're getting deep.
I know X-Men.
It's not. Yeah, he knows X-Men. Beast.
Yes, I know the character
there
Beast.
There you go. But you've never seen Frasier.
No, I didn't watch Frasier.
No, I've never heard of Cheers.
That's white
heard
people.
Of Cheers,
Frasier
yes.
is white.
I've heard of Frasier and Cheers. I watched neither.
Neither have I.
Is that Chelsea Grammer?
Kelsey Grammer,
Kelsey
yes.
Grammer? Oh, I thought it was a dude the whole time. I thought it was a woman, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So who is he?
He's Frasier!
Oh.
That's what we've been fucking talking about the whole time!
So his,
are you out of your fucking gourd?
So his sister...
You're driving me fucking nuts!
So his sister died?
Yes!
Oh, okay.
Holy shit, man!
I thought Kelsey Grammer was a country singer.
I can see that as
that makes sense, but holy shit, dude.
I thought it was a white country singer that I didn't know
There's
about.
A difference a between I'm black and I haven't seen the show, and I'm not listening when people are fucking talking.
Well, I don't know who that nigga is.
The guy from Frasier.
Okay, I didn't watch that.
I don't give a fuck. I said it 85 fucking times.
Okay, so he's the guy from Frasier, and his sister got killed.
Yes, that is the discussion we're currently having.
Okay, and he's saying his dead sister helped him write his book.
Yes.
Okay, good for him.
So, wait, what is Kelsey Grammer from?
Wait, so it's
my nightmares.
Is the murderer in jail?
I don't know. It was a group of men.
Are they in jail?
I would assume so.
I don't know. The justice system is wild.
That's true. That's true. Diddy trial.
Diddy.
Diddy trial. He's getting off.
Listen, I'm sorry I don't know y'all celebrities, all right? in my defense, I'm not a pop culture person. I don't know a lot of celebrities.
No, it's understandable. What is your favorite interest or, like, one of your... Yeah, like, what... Because I have a lot of useless pop culture, like, territory
I'm
in my
a huge,
brain.
I like. I mean, I'm an anime nerd, so I know a lot about anime and stuff. Mm. But I don't watch, like... I know... Like, if you show me a picture of these people, I'm like, oh, that's that dude. But I don't know their names.
Mm.
I've never seen a bunch of them. I never saw E.T. I never saw Titanic. I just don't care about those things.
Mm-hmm. Understandable. If you don't like movies, you don't like movies.
I do like movies. I just don't like those. Or care enough to watch those.
What are those?
E.T., Titanic. There's a bunch of movies I haven't seen.
I don't know, but that's not like a genre.
I've never seen The Color Purple either. Like, if we're listing things I haven't seen.
I know, but we're listing three unrelated movies.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't understand what those things
Those are considered classics.
Okay, I guess so. Independence Day?
Didn't see it.
I was just thinking about how good that was the other day.
That's a really good movie. Dude, I rewatched Terminator a month ago.
Never saw that
for the first time Terminator 2.
You know who Terminator was supposed to be before Schwarzenegger?
No.
OJ.
Fuck off. That would have been perfect.
Would have aged poorly.
It would have aged not as classically.
Or kind of great if you think about it.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He uses a knife instead of a gun.
Where's Sarah Connor and the waiter she's dating? It's crazy. I love OJ shit. Mm. It's so crazy. What a good lawyer Johnny Cochran was to get the pilot that OJ was doing thrown out of the evidence because they said it was biased. It was going to make the jury biased.
He was doing a pilot.
He was currently, or had just done a pilot called Frogmen.
Yeah,
it was about Navy SEALs, where he received Navy SEAL training, one of which was how to sneak up on someone and slit their throat.
Good for that nigga.
And Johnny Cochran went, you know, I think that's going to make the jury think he did it.
I mean, because he...
The fact that the fact that these people were murdered in the exact way he had just
trained
been trained.
Killer. Trained killer with NFL player aggression.
Can I pee you?
Yeah, of course, dude.
Okay.
That's wow. That's fucking hilarious. Is there going to be a Johnny Cochran equivalent for the Diddy trial? Is what I'm wondering. Are they gonna try and do? Are they gonna try and make it like a race thing, where it's like, you know, black man can't get treated fairly in the justice system.
Black
Let
man
Diddy go.
Black man wants to rape a bunch of boys in exchange for record contracts. No, so who do
Diddy
you think?
Diddy says, I'm not Diddy, I'm black. Or I'm not black, I'm Diddy.
Honestly, though, who do you, I think J-Lo goes down. I think Usher goes down.
Yeah. Is Bieber going to be a witness? Like, is the Biebs,
I mean, we all
the most famous.
It's collectively, I think we all believe Usher fucked Justin Bieber into the music industry, right?
Yeah, I mean, why on earth would you want to hang out with the child?
You know, I've had this discussion a lot lately.
That isn't yours or a friend's kid.
I've been getting a lot of shit from Shannon, when did they repost that SDR clip where we're interviewing Gene Simmons?
Maybe like 2 weeks ago.
Dude, I'm still, every single day, my comments.
Who's Gene Simmons?
Singer from Kiss. And we were doing
Michael Jackson. Those are the guys with the long hair, right? With the black hair?
Makeup.
Makeup?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
We were telling Michael Jackson jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Black Twitter is furious with this video.
Really?
Lots of deep-seated anti-Semitism. A style I am unfamiliar with. Apparently they use juice boxes to say Jews.
What?
Juice.
What did I walk in? I leave for 10 seconds. Y'all niggas talking about Jews. What happened?
That's the comments are talking about him being of the Jewish persuasion, and they use a juice box emoji instead of saying Jews.
Oh, that's like the watermelon for Free Palestine.
Yeah.
So it's the bad version.
Yeah. It's like the
and
see a watermelon juice box.
Tons of people are like, Michael didn't do anything. What is this? This is jealousy? And I'm like, guys, you're still on the Michael train? Like, you can enjoy the music. That guy fucked kids.
Yeah.
It's the same way. It's the same way people like to, I mean, there's still some people who are like, OJ didn't do it. And it's like, girl, listen, I get why we happy he got away, because the legal system has always been against us. So I get that. Motherfucker, he did that shit. Like, what are we talking about? The same people who are like, Cosby didn't do it. It's like, yeah, I don't think Cosby did it to all of them, but to say that he didn't do it at all is crazy.
Yeah, well, I was going to bring up Cosby before when we were talking about the joke in Austin Powers, because that Cosby shit was in plain sight for years. They made multiple jokes about it on 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, I was...
But they weren't Hannibal Buress.
Yeah,
but he was a writer there, wasn't he?
I'm not sure. I don't know his career like that.
I think he
Or
he was SNL or something. I can't
remember. I'm sure he wrote on something.
I think he might have wrote there.
Wow. Damn, I didn't even know, like, the Cosby stuff. It was Hannibal for me. It was how I discovered it.
Well, that's
it.
How most people...
I was in a
that's,
news
I,
organization.
That's how most people... That's how, like, the massive got the information.
But yeah, with OJ... I think some people say that Lost Highway, the David Lynch movie, is David Lynch's opinion on what happened the night of the OJ murder, because he thinks OJ created a second personality and that he doesn't think he did it because he blacked out and did it.
Wow.
I could see that. He still did it, but like I could see that.
And I also think I have very strong opinions on CTE.
What is CTE?
Concussion. concussion, brain damage. Okay.
Yeah. Concussion TE.
Yeah. It's what you get from too many concussions.
Okay.
A lot of NFL players.
Oh, yeah, because he was a football guy.
Yeah. So I do think maybe that had something to do with it. And we're just figuring that shit out now.
Right. And NFL players.
Which tracks? It was like, yo, you get hit in the head every day for years and years and years. That's going to fuck up your psyche somehow.
Right? I was just watching Dark Side of the Ring. I talk about wrestling a lot. I apologize. But, like, certain bumps wrestlers take, the effect on your neck and your brain,
oh man,
is they said the equivalent of a 25 mile per hour car crash.
Jesus. And they get that.
So
little,
now imagine
they get that little ear thing too. What's that from?
Cauliflower ear?
Yeah, what's that from?
That's from when you break the blood vessels in your ears from being on the mat.
That's probably more, but
that's like amateur. That's fighters and amateur wrestlers more.
Oh, and okay. Also that's real like Greco-Roman style wrestling. Yeah.
Is
like
that treatable?
Well, you can get it. I think you can get it drained.
You have to kill them to find out.
You can get it drained, but I think it's pretty. It's like whatchamacallit, the same way old drunks have the big red noses.
I don't know that stereotype.
You know, you ever see an old man and he'll have like a giant red bumpy nose?
Yeah,
that's because certain people, like, you know, the Asian flush, when they drink, they turn red.
I guess, yeah.
That's because it's bursting the capillaries in your veins.
So
and certain old drunks, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
I didn't know that was from alcoholism.
So that is when they get drunk, they blush, and that breaks the capillaries in your veins, and then they stay broke.
Mm.
And so that's years of scar tissue over each other.
So that's what happens with the ears.
Incentive to not drink.
But yeah, but that's from being dragged across the mat and shit. That's why wrestlers wear headgear.
Yeah. But it doesn't prevent them, because I still see them with the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I ripped this ear wrestling in high school. So I had a big zipper behind this ear for a long time, because it was like hanging.
I should have wrestled in high school.
Do you ever find yourself like just out in life and you're trying to explain something to someone? And you just almost reflexively go like, Shannon, you're at like a bar just somewhere. Like, Shannon, will you pull up the Expendables
cast? Pull up the facts.
And you're just, like,
Shannon, we're not allowed to look at our phones. Tell me what's going on here. All right, let's get one or two more things in here before we get out of here. Couple shocked to find scary note hidden in new home. What the fuck is that?
What's the note?
We're going to find out.
Okay.
Okay, so this couple had just moved into their home. They're sitting in their kitchen and noticed like a little piece of paper sticking out from underneath the cabinet. It was a folded up note that read, let me just show it to you. So this is what it said on one side.
Can you read it to
me?
Stupid.
Don't look under the floor.
Terrifying.
Don't look under the floor. That's horrifying.
It's actually scarier than like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
That's way scarier.
And then on the other side, there were these numbers.
Dude.
Oh, and lucky numbers?
I don't know. So they still don't know. They've Googled the numbers. They've like divided them by different things. They checked under some of the floors. They have no idea.
Let me see the numbers again.
Number sequence from Lost.
Do you think maybe it's coordinates?
That's what I was thinking.
And that somebody hid something under the floor?
Dude. I think they did look that up. They looked up this in every way they could think of. They even posted about it for suggestions.
By the way, if those numbers mean nothing, that's such a hilarious thing.
That's such a flex to prank somebody.
Right.
So it just means nothing.
Did they ever figure anything out?
Nothing.
Oh, wow. Well,
they checked, they posted
there you go,
about
viewers.
It,
now y'all can be mad like us.
Yeah, but talk about like you buy a new home and you're so excited. Wow, I'm a homeowner. Me and my partner did it. And then that, and you have to just live with that cloud kind of just always there.
I'd leave.
Yeah.
No, I'd leave.
My favorite, I love long-term pranks that you almost like forget about.
Mm.
My favorite was my Uncle Angelo. So my dad lived in an apartment for years before he moved into the house I grew up in. And when he was moving, they moved the stove to get it out of the house, and behind it was just a forest of vines, like these weird vines. And then at the bottom of it was a single glass with a potato with toothpicks in it and a note from 10 years earlier when he moved in from my uncle saying, I put this potato here the day you moved in. And it, you know how like potatoes like grow shit?
Yeah.
It was just 10 years
of Vine.
Of potato shit.
That's hilarious.
That's fucking funny.
That is cute.
That's funny. I would have loved if it fucked up the wiring on the stove. It blows the house
up. It's not one of those things you move.
Of course not.
Also, would be also kind of make it even more cute. This is going to be morbid. If the dude who left it died,
yeah,
and then you're like, oh, this is Johnny, he's dead now, but look at him, he did the potato thing.
He's the last thing he wrote.
That was my Uncle Angelo who fought a goose.
I mean, you got to fight him.
Who won?
The goose.
Of course.
No.
The goose. And he was jacked, but he was a little guy. He was a tiny redhead.
Yeah.
And they were driving by and they saw a goose and the goose was eyeing him. And he's like, I bet I could take that. He rolled out of the car, tackled the goose, and got in a full fist fight. And the goose fucked him up. The goose really fucking took him to the goose really took him to the woodshed.
He deserves it. I'm glad he got beat up by a goose.
How the fuck, like, goose must be, he just bit him a bunch?
Yeah, just beat. I think they're strong.
They can't punch you. I bet they're
right. Aren't swans really strong too?
Yeah, yeah. That fucking beard, or not beard, beak thing, yeah.
That's fucking funny.
Like, I wish there was a video of that. That would be a great video to see.
You didn't witness this, right?
No, I was a little kid.
You just heard the story? Oh,
yeah,
man.
That, and so we grew up one town over from, like, Jersey City in North Bergen. And there were certain roads. Like, so my part of my family lived in North Bergen. And when we made the drive, there was these train tracks. And you would always see dead roosters in bags from... What they told me was brewery, people sacrificing, but I found out it was cockfighting.
Oh, no.
And they were dumping the bodies behind this train track.
Why would they dump the bodies? Cook them.
I don't know. I think...
That's a really great point.
Yeah, they're dead.
You got
like,
a dead chicken.
About? Cook it. I don't condone cockfighting, but at least cook it.
I don't think you... Do you eat roosters or you just eat chickens?
I thought the chickens
were
fighting.
Right.
No, but it's rooster fighting, isn't it?
I'm sure it tastes the same.
We have never had rooster.
No, because I think we eat the breasts of the chicken. I'm sure we eat the woman for... We don't eat bulls.
That's a good point.
Right? We eat cows.
I guess. Can we eat rooster?
I feel very stupid, by the way.
I feel like an idiot, too. Just so you know, you're right. I'm like, can we eat?
People eat both. Both are processed for meat, male and female chickens.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You've never been in a store and you're like, oh, get some rooster meat.
Yeah.
I think it's all just to say it's chicken. I don't think that. I mean, I'm sure there is a difference genetically, but I think if someone gave you a chicken burger and it was male and another one was female, I don't think you'd be able to be like, oh, this one's the dick.
It tastes like chicken balls.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think you'd be able to tell.
One time Uncle Andrew was driving through North Bergen and he saw this giant group of Mexicans chasing a rooster down the street. There was obviously like a cockfighting rooster that had gotten loose.
So he just
pulled up next to it and opened the passenger door, and the rooster jumped in the truck. He closed the door and drove away, and that rooster lived in his backyard for like a year.
Dude.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
While all these Mexicans were chasing the truck screaming.
Your uncle,
he's a hero.
A fable. Yeah,
I mean, he's a hero to one. He's the Harriet
chicken.
Tubman of that one rooster.
That is so filmic. That's so cinematic. The rooster's like, get in and drive.
I'm so sorry. Did you say Harriet Tubman?
Yeah, Tubman. Y'all knew the words.
Harriet Tub Girl. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's you know that video. Celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one to know. Your uncle, no wonder you're how you are.
Yes.
You're just not that many clicks off from, what's his name, Uncle what?
Uncle Angelo.
Uncle Angelo, man. Is he
still alive?
Yep, Uncle Angelo's still kicking.
Nice.
All right, we'll do one more thing. We'll get out of here. Bear attacks trainer.
Good.
Classic. That's going to happen.
Do we have a bear as in like a hairy gay dude or a wild animal?
I don't think, do they have trainer? I mean, I guess.
I mean, if you're into the kink stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a muscle bear, they have trainers.
Yeah, or if you have BDSM, you can,
yeah, okay.
You know. But this is a
yeah, there's a regular bear. Yes, a bear of the animal variety.
A yogi bear type? We have video? What are we waiting on?
What are we looking at, Chad?
What if there's no article, no video? Yeah. We just have to talk.
Oh, it's a little cute bear. Good.
Oh, it's a skateboarding bear. Oh, look, he can skateboard.
Oh, no.
Hit her.
Oh, it's mad.
Oh, no.
Well, that stick's not helping.
I mean, that is... It's like fighting a shark with flippers. Do they not have a stun gun?
I am on Team Bear. Stop domesticating wild animals.
Oh, this is a bummer. I don't. This guy's gonna die.
I hope he does.
How hard can this lady? The stick work. All right, Shannon. Before we go, I'm gonna need you to. This is gonna be a little complicated. So I don't. Forgive me. Can you please replay that footage with the bear skateboarding and attacking? But I'm gonna need you to set it to Superman by Goldfinger.
I don't know that one. Reference.
Trust me, when you say it, you will understand, and it will be funny just to me and Brett.
That's fine. I'm team bear, though. I don't think we should be domesticating animals.
I don't think you should be taking people to that show. If you take your kids to that, it's kind of shitty.
It's shitty as fuck.
Also, very sad room. There's like it's like a bringer show.
Yeah,
of circus.
It's like hey, you want to see animal abuse in live like that's so
Don't they
weird.
Like nail their feet to the pedals to make them ride bikes and shit?
Yeah, they do a bunch of crazy inhumane shit. And then people are like, why would the bear do that? Oh, why would the bear do bear things?
Yeah, it's the same as when people get... Didn't the one killer whale at SeaWorld have like three bodies on it?
Probably.
I think Tillamook was his name.
Good for Tillamook. The name's Killer.
Yeah, I like Zeus. I'll go on the record. Fan of Zeus.
It does work.
This is exactly what I wanted.
Well done, Shannon. Well done, Zach.
Keep it going. I don't care if we get demonetized on this one.
Yeah, I've never...
Pick it up.
I've never heard this one.
It's from Tony Hawk Pro Skater. That was
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I played that game.
Love to watch a bear mauling with ska playing.
Wyoming, Azul. Time to
that's
go wow. And bite my trainer.
Is that part of the song?
Oh, my God.
All right. Thank you so much. We're calling it there. Please check out my guests, Brett Raybould and Akeem Woods, akeemwoods.com. And please check out Brett's new special live at the library on YouTube. And we will see you this Friday for the exclusive episode here on Gas Digital. Bye.
Bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's morning zoo. It's Zach Amico's.